You are listening to ReachMD, XM 233, the channel for medical professionals. Non-adherence of medical therapy. How can the pharmacist help? Welcome to the Clinician's Roundtable. I am your host, Dr. Matthew Sorrentino, and with me today is Dr. Michael D. Murray. Dr. Murray is the Mescal S. Ferguson Distinguished Professor and Chair of the Division of Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy at the University of North Carolina School of Pharmacy in Chapel Hill. Dr. Murray, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Dr. Sorrentino.
I'd like to discuss the role of the pharmacist in helping our patients have better adherence to their medications. And I thought we would divide it between both maybe the inpatient and the outpatient setting. Let's start first with the outpatient setting, because I know you've done some recent research here. How can the pharmacist help our patients? Is there a role that the pharmacist can have when the patient comes to the pharmacy to pick up their medications?
Yes, I think the key role is to help the patient understand that there is support for their taking their medications on a regular basis and improving their adherence if they're not taking them regularly. So there's a number of strategies that the pharmacist can use to help a patient, but I think at the core of this is a issue of self-efficacy, that they can manage their medications with a little bit more support and getting the questions answered that they need answered about their medications.
So how would a pharmacist instigate this type of procedure? Would they ask the patient when they come up to the window, are you taking your medicines or do you have any questions, or how would they start the process?
Unfortunately, the way pharmacies are set up, it's a little bit difficult to instigate it. But I think very simply, it would be, do you have any questions about your medications that I can answer to help you take them a little bit better? Pharmacists have access to certain refill information as well, so they may have prior knowledge that the patient hasn't come in for their medications, and there may be suspicion that there's extra help needed. And I think that would be a supportive place to start.
So let's say a patient comes in that the pharmacist knows they're on a daily medication, and we know that they last picked up their medicine 2 months ago, and now they're a month late. What can a pharmacist do at that point to try to help the patient?
Well, I think that should prompt a number of questions as to why the delay, and also make sure that the patient isn't experiencing any adverse effects to their medications, and that they understand that there are certain risks for discontinuing their medications. Certain medications like beta blockers, for example, carry a risk for sudden withdrawal of the medication.
If a pharmacist sees that a patient is on a huge number of medications and let's say a combination therapy might be better, can the pharmacist intervene maybe by calling the physician back or some sort of intervention in that case?
That's certainly a possibility, and that would be a great strategy to help support the patient as well. There's also the possibility that the patient's not even taking the medication at all. And sometimes a third party, like a pharmacist, asking a question simply, are you taking all your medications? Are there any that you're not taking any longer? Can be a safe haven for the patient to say, no, I'm actually not taking these two medications any longer. Now, that may be information that the physician does not have, but it certainly is important information in helping the physician understand the patient's medication regimen. And instead of adding another medication because therapy seems to be failing, the physician then becomes aware of what the pharmacist is aware of, and that is that the patient isn't taking a couple of medications.
Now, what about the drug-drug interaction issue? I'm specifically wondering about over-the-counter medications. Is a pharmacist in position that they can help a patient with understanding these potential drug-drug interactions and maybe either alerting the patient or the patient's physician that this may be a problem?
Well, certainly the pharmacist has tools at her or his disposal to assist with that. They do have programs oftentimes on their computers that can help with the prescription medications. Sometimes if a patient picks up an over-the-counter medication, that doesn't get into the same computer system, so the pharmacist and other personnel, the technicians certainly, have to be vigilant about what other medications both over-the-counter, and these could be medications like ibuprofen-like drugs, and even herbal medications that the physician wouldn't be aware of that the patient may be taking that could have drug-drug interactions that could be relevant.
You are listening to ReachMD, XM233, the channel for medical professionals. I am Dr. Matthew Sorrentino, and my guest is Dr. Michael Murray, and we are discussing strategies that a pharmacist may use to help our patients increase their compliance with their medications. Tell me a little bit more about how you envision the pharmacy of the future. Will a pharmacist help educate patients, give them patient material above and beyond just the typical handouts that come with each pill currently?
I'm really happy you asked that question. I think that pharmacy is at a point where it really needs to reinvent itself. Pharmacists are highly trained individuals, and unfortunately, they're spending time in areas that technical personnel can ably take care of and allow them to spend more time with patients. And unfortunately, we're all busy, physicians, nurses, and pharmacists right now. But I think we're at a point right now where pharmacists need to pull themselves away from the more technical aspects of pharmacy and just simply spend more time with the cognitive aspects, such as educating patients and working with them on a regular basis. Now, there's certain reimbursement programs and policies that don't readily enable us, but I'm hoping our future does facilitate that, enable pharmacists to get to this point where they can spend more time educating patients about their medications.
What I see frequently today with many of my patients, a patient will get a new prescription and they get a 2-page printout that lists all the potential side effects, and I get frantic phone calls and worried calls about this particular side effect. I didn't know that this medication could harm my liver. Is there a way that a pharmacist can, at the point of interaction, when they're giving out these sheets, go over some of that with a patient? Do you see that type of educational process occurring in the pharmacies?
I think you raise a very important point, and I think that that is a good role for the pharmacist and certainly would save medical personnel, both nursing and physicians, a lot of phone calls in the future if they would just spend a little bit more time telling the patient that a lot of these adverse effects are not very common and they're not likely to happen in them, and certainly point out the ones that are likely to happen. But the same thing applies to drug-drug interactions. A lot of times the materials that are provided to patients cover the full gamut of drug-drug interactions, when a lot of times the interactions are not very clinically relevant, and the patient really doesn't need to be bothered with some of this extra disincentive for taking a medication.
Now let's talk a little bit about certain diseases like heart failure, where many times we put a whole team of medical professionals together to try to manage this group of patients. Where do you see the role of a pharmacist in these multidisciplinary groups? How would they help out?
Well, I think there's two possible roles. One is working with the physician specialists, cardiologists in the inpatient setting, to help the nurses and the physicians educate patients about their medications and acting as a resource post-discharge so that if the patient has any questions, they can call back, and any questions that are beyond the scope of the pharmacist could go to the most appropriate next step. That could be the nurse or the cardiologist. And I think there's been some studies to suggest that that's a favorable model to help patients and improve health outcomes. The second part is in the outpatient setting, where the pharmacist can help support patients and coach them with their medications to support medication adherence. And we've done studies to suggest that certainly a pharmacist may have a role in those areas as well.
So in an inpatient setting, do you see or envision the role of a pharmacist actually coming to the patient's bedside right before discharge, meeting with the patient and going over how to take their medicines, when to take them, what they mean, and that sort of information?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. And then even helping reconcile the medications they have at discharge with those that they have at home so that they're not taking two of the same type of medications once they get home. The other point of support that the inpatient pharmacist can have is communicating with the outpatient pharmacy that the patient goes to and instructing the outpatient pharmacist a little bit on some of the needs that the patient may have so that that community pharmacist can then in turn work with the patient in the outpatient setting.
One of the big problems with compliance is the polypharmacy that our patients have, especially chronic conditions like heart failure. And now there's a movement to have more and more medications combined together using combination medications. Do you see the role of the pharmacist working with the physician and nursing staff to give them ideas of how to simplify a regimen or use some of these combination pills instead of separate pills and trying to simplify a regimen for a patient?
I think the pharmacist's familiarity with different drug products would really be a supportive role with the nurse and physician. And some of the combination products certainly are helpful approaches in cutting down the numerous medications patients with heart failure and hypertension have to take.
Now, how would we have to change how we educate pharmacists to take on this additional role? Would this be a large endeavor, or are pharmacists already ready to take on this type of interaction with patients?
They're ready and they're willing. We don't have the policy and remuneration strategies to make this happen at the time. Most outpatient pharmacists, for example, are still caught up in the technical components of pharmacy practice. Pharmacy needs to change. It needs to relinquish some of those technical components and allow the technicians to take that role. This will allow the pharmacist to move on to some of the more cognitive and instructive components that patients really desire and pharmacists are fully capable of providing in collaboration with the patient's physician. But the training itself is modest. It could be a little bit more of extra continuing education about certain chronic diseases. And many of those continuing education programs are already in place, and they're very high quality.
I would think this would improve job satisfaction for the pharmacist as well. He's not just dispensing medications to a patient, but is actually getting more involved in patient care.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Michael Murray, who has been our guest, and we have been discussing how the pharmacist can help intervene with our patients and improve medical adherence, both in the outpatient setting and in the inpatient setting. I am Dr. Matthew Sorrentino. You have been listening to the Clinicians Roundtable on ReachMD XM233, the channel for medical professionals. For comments and questions, send your email to xm@reachmd.com. Thank you for listening.